see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Opposition leader Angus Taylor used his budget reply speech last night to outline the coalition immigration policies, confirming that includes removing welfare payments and access to the NDIS for permanent residents. He says the move would save billions of dollars. But Assistant Minister for Citizenship, Customs and Multicultural Affairs, Julian Hill, is describing the policy as a dog whistle to One Nation. SBS political correspondent Rayanne Tamer spoke to Julian Hill, who rejected the coalition's proposal that excessive migration was contributing to housing barriers.
Well, it would be a miracle if the coalition finally put forward an actual costed policy instead of more dog whistling and playing footsie with One Nation. We've been waiting for literally years to see a proper, full, costed policy from the coalition on anything, really. And the Farrah by-election, the humiliation for Angus Taylor, is overwhelmingly what's driving this kind of divisive race-to-the-bottom politics. Tony Burke, the Minister for Immigration and Home Affairs, also rightly pointed out in Question Time today that the biggest single component in the upwards pressure in recent years on net overseas migration has been international student numbers. Now, Australia welcomes genuine, high-quality international students, but when the Labor government put forward legislation into the Parliament to allow the government to cap and manage international student numbers, share the benefits across the country, it was the Liberal Party that said no. So they have no credibility on this issue. This is about their blind panic and the clown show, the fight on the right between the Liberal Party and the National Party and One Nation, and also the hasty bit of the Liberal Party.
Do you accept that an overall rise in migration has added pressure to the housing crisis that Australia is currently facing? And how do you respond to this idea of one home built for one migrant?
Well, what I accept is two things. That the upwards pressure on net overseas migration, it peaked soon after the government was elected because of the policy settings that this government inherited from the coalition. We made a bunch of tough decisions over the last 3 years, and net overseas migration has fallen by more than 45%, and we need to continue that downwards pressure to have it stabilise at more normal levels. The other thing, as Australians can see from the budget, that housing is the centrepiece of the budget. The tax package is about providing more opportunity for Australians to get into home ownership. We're chucking everything and the proverbial kitchen sink at supply, supply, supply. Now, we've said very clearly that net overseas migration that we inherited from the former government was too high. It peaked post-COVID and it's coming down.
Can I get your reaction to Angus Taylor's policy of scrapping or not allowing non-citizens onto 17 welfare programs, including the NDIS?
So I want to make a few points on this. It's important. This is not a serious policy proposition. It's a dog whistle to One Nation that's about dividing Australians rather than bringing us together. There'll be many Australian permanent residents rightly upset and genuinely scared by this proposal. Remember, these are people that for years, or in many cases decades, have worked in our country, have paid taxes, often doctors, senior professionals that pay a lot of tax to our country, and there are already strict waiting periods for permanent residents before they can access any payments. There's high hurdles, if you like, to gain permanent residency that do prevent people with very costly health conditions and other things from becoming permanent residents, but there are already ready waiting periods. I'll give you an example. Waiting periods apply to permanent residents or indeed Australian citizens for the pension are 10 years. So that's the first point I'd make. The second point I think it's important is that if you look at, let's take Australian permanent residents from China, from India, from New Zealand, from Sri Lanka, some of the larger countries, these people have paid taxes for years in Australia. And there's often good reasons. They're either waiting for their citizenship and they'll become citizens soon enough, or sometimes one half of a couple may remain a citizen of another country, but they've been living in Australia for decades, paying taxes and contributing. There's another really important point, and I see this in my electorate and multicultural communities across the country. So often people come, they become permanent residents, and then it might take them a while to get around for citizenship, but due to the rules, their children may be citizens, right? So permanent residents often are the parents of Australian children because of the complex family circumstances. What this kind of divisive idea from Angus Taylor and the Liberals would do would be to push children and families into poverty by denying them family payments. How does that help our society to have children living in poverty going to school alongside Australian children when those children will or their parents will become citizens soon enough? The final thing I'd say on this, a couple of other points, because it's a complicated topic and it's important that people talk about it and think about it. It's up to the Coalition to explain, have they really thought through the potential consequences of this? For example, for Australians living in New Zealand or other countries, what happens when other countries say, OK, well, we'll start treating Australian citizens who've been living and working and paying taxes in our country and take away their family payments and benefits? How many Australian citizens is this kind of policy going to hurt? And as well, of course, a logical response from hundreds of thousands of permanent residents who are paying taxes, living in our country for years, Kiwis, good example, will be to apply for citizenship. Now, the government welcomes it when people who are eligible for citizenship want to confirm their commitment to our country. It's a welcome act of patriotism. But there's many ways that people will simply get around this kind of policy. It's not a real policy. There are many people who it will hurt, but there are many people who just shrug their shoulders and avoid it.
This has gone a lot further than previous coalition policies. There is a lot more detail, even if you do call it a thought bubble. What do you think the coalition is trying to achieve by actually fleshing out this detail, even if you think that the costings haven't been released and there is a few unanswered questions? I mean, what do you think the coalition is trying to do in beefing out the policy from Ms. Taylor?
Well, I haven't seen a costed policy from the coalition. They've released a bunch of words, but this is not about a policy. This is about a political fight, a blind panic from Angus Taylor and the Liberal Party in their fight with One Nation, in their desperation to try and send a dog whistle to Australians on these kind of issues and divide the country. You know, we'll wait and see what they put out in the budget tonight and see whether there is any costed detail. The question that they've never answered is which migrants, which visas do they want to cut? Are they going to cut partner visas? Are they going to cut skilled migrants? Which aged care homes across regional Australia will no longer be able to get staff? Which parts of regional Australia won't be able to get GPs and healthcare workers? Which farmers, which parts of our agricultural sector will have no one to actually do the work with an ageing population? Which parts of our defence industry and other critical industries won't be able to get skilled engineers and workers to supplement Australian workforce as we have an ageing population? These are questions that the Coalition has never answered. And if they just want to put out these dog whistles to fight with One Nation, then they actually need to come up with answers.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.